20. If we are predestined by God, how does free will play a role? Romans 8 verses 28 to 30. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called; whom he called, these he also justified; and whom he justified, these he also glorified. God obviously knew people would come to him, so he planned to redeem them and enable them to conform into the image of his Son. If a person buys a Ford car, it could be said that the Ford company predestined that people would buy it or else they wouldn't make it. Similarly, there is a four-stage process in accepting Jesus the Messiah as Lord and Savior. Some elevate one part and ignore the others, which drive confusion. Number 1. God's plan, predestined, his desire, God created the plan. It is his plan, not ours. He made Jesus available to all. Jesus is God's plan. Number 2. God calls, draws, convicts, invites. Holy Spirit draws people to Jesus by convicting them of sin. We are unable to draw ourselves because we are consumed by sin. Number 3. Free will that God gave us. God gives us the opportunity to accept Jesus or reject him, to eat or not eat. God doesn't make them call upon him. This is something we need to do. If we accept Jesus, then we are chosen by God, betrothed, engaged virgins ready for the marriage, not married yet. If we reject Jesus, then we are rejected by God. Therefore, not everyone who is called is chosen because of free will. Finally, number 4. Sealed by Holy Spirit, those who are chosen are sealed and empowered by Holy Spirit to do good works. They are justified and glorified through Christ so that the end state is being conformed into the image of his Son Jesus. In summary, Paul says in Romans 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. God calls and empowers through Holy Spirit to everyone who believes, exercising free will that God gave us."